Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. A few days ago, a friend of mine sent me a photo of a kettlebell she had bought and asked me how much she should tip the delivery person for dropping it off at her front door. Now, I was going to respond saying something about how the tip was, what a great workout they got carrying it up the sidewalk, but I refrained from being that guy yet again. But the exchange did get me considering what a great fitness tool kettlebells actually are. Now let's start with some kettlebell basics. A kettlebell is a weight that resembles an old-timey cast iron kettle, hence the name, but I've also seen it referred to as a cannonball with a handle, and you can choose which one makes the most sense to you. Either way, legend has it that kettlebells were originally used by Russian strongmen. The history is somewhat unclear, but according to Kettlebells USA, the kettlebell as we know it today originated approximately 350 years ago, and the first appearance of the word in the Russian dictionary appeared in 1704. The Russians measured items in poods back then. A pood is 16.38 kilograms or 36.11 pounds and can be traced back to the 12th century. But you may still hear people use that term if they're serious kettlebell nerds, kettlebell enthusiasts, sorry. For our purposes, I'll stick to the more modern terms though. Now, kettlebells range in size usually from about 4 pounds to 175 pounds, but because a kettlebell is shaped differently than a dumbbell, a 4-pound or 1.8 kilogram kettlebell can effectively feel a bit heavier. This is because the kettlebell's center of mass is often extended farther out from your body, which is why kettlebells can be so effective at improving your strength, your balance, and your power. Also, kettlebell exercises usually involve some momentum. Working out with something that swings and gains momentum means that you'll be working out your entire body, including your stabilizers, as well as your primary muscles. Because kettlebell movements involve leverage and a little bit of balance to execute, kettlebells engage several muscle groups all at once, along with both your concentration and coordination. This makes kettlebells extra beneficial, but also explains why they demand more focus than other resistance training. Due to the relatively small but incredibly dense size, as the delivery person demonstrated to my friend, they are pretty portable. You can take them to a park or even on a road trip, with the added bonus that anytime you're moving them from place to place, well, you're effectively getting a workout. And beyond the external benefits, a study in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research showed that the acute hormonal response to the kettlebell swing exercise created an extremely significant rise in growth hormone and testosterone, which are the two key muscle-building hormones in women and men. All right, let's look at how to actually use a kettlebell. Along with the benefits, kettlebells do have some risks, so be sure to start with a lighter weight kettlebell and spend some time educating yourself on the proper usage before you get too carried away. Obviously, dropping it on your foot is not advised, but also lifting too much too soon or lifting a kettlebell the wrong way can lead to muscle strains, muscle tears, and of course, falls. For nearly every kettlebell exercise you do, concentrate on keeping your feet planted and your weight back towards your heels. This grounded body position will ensure that your body has a strong foundation, which is the basis of all good form. It's also prudent to avoid lifting a kettlebell directly over your head. And compared to a dumbbell or a barbell, it's much easier for your grip to slip or for you to drop the weight. And if you don't feel like you have a tight grip on a kettlebell, you can try wearing gloves with rubber on the palms. That can really help. You also need to protect your lower back when using a kettlebell. Whether you're picking it up off the ground or swinging it up in the air, never slouch or collapse your back. The power and force behind all kettlebell movements should be generated by your hips and legs, not by your spine. And finally, it's handy to pretend that you don't have a wrist when you do many of the kettlebell exercises, so you keep a neutral wrist position that's straight in line with your forearm. The kettlebell, along with gravity, will try to pull your wrist out of a neutral position and backward, ending with your palm facing toward the ceiling. I was coached to respond to this movement by motorcycling my wrist forward, which has kept me safe so far.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
All right, let's get into some kettlebell exercises now. First, let's start with some basic load-bearing exercises. And the first load-bearing exercise is the farmer walk. To do this one, you pick up a kettlebell in each hand, pinch your shoulder blades back and down, and keep your neck nice and long and relaxed. And then walk until your grip starts to fatigue and your back starts to hunch. This is a basic load-bearing exercise. Now the second one is the suitcase carry. For this one, you pick up a kettlebell in one hand, you know, like carrying a suitcase, and walk as far as you can without starting to lean to the kettlebell side. When your grip starts to fatigue or you start to lean, change hands and repeat. And the next load-bearing exercise is the goblet carry. To perform the goblet carry, simply walk forward and backward while holding an upside-down kettlebell close to your chest. Now, I suggest doing all three of these load-bearing exercises a few times per week. As biomechanist Katie Bowman explains in her article called It's the Great Load Lesson, Charlie Brown, loads not only vary in terms of which tissues are strained. Some loads create a greater demand for energy because they require more work. The more balanced the load, like a backpack, the less energy it takes to carry. So, mix it up and keep your tissues guessing. Now, let's move on to some strength exercises. And the first strength exercise is the goblet squat. Now, to do this one, you stand up straight, holding the kettlebell upside down in front of your chest with both hands. Keep your elbows in close to your body and your feet at least hip-width apart. Start squatting by driving your hips back and then down. Remember to keep your thighs parallel to the ground and your shins perpendicular to the ground. Return to the starting position and repeat. Now, the next strength exercise is the clean and press. And this is an Olympic lift, which is usually done with a barbell, but the kettlebell works well too. Pick the kettlebell up off the ground with one hand and let it swing between your legs. Then lift the kettlebell using a pulling motion like you're starting a lawnmower. Immediately transition to an uppercut punching motion, which results in the kettlebell resting between your forearm and your bicep, the rack position as it's called. Then press the kettlebell straight up until your arm is straight. Then lower the kettlebell back through the rack position and smoothly back into a swing. And here's an important point. The kettlebell does not turn upside down during this exercise. The handle will always be on the top with the bell hanging toward the ground. Now the next strength exercise is Turkish get-ups. Lie down on the ground on your back while holding the kettlebell straight up in the air with, let's say, your left hand. Keep your elbow locked and the kettlebell resting against your forearm. Prop yourself up onto your free right hand while bringing your left foot toward your buttocks. Then put your right knee and your left foot on the ground so you're in a half-kneeling position. With the kettlebell straight up, get all the way up into a standing position. Then get back down to the ground and switch hands to do it again. Now here's an important point. Always keep your eyes on the kettlebell. This will help with safety and with form. And finally, the exercise you're all waiting for, the kettlebell swing. To do this one, you start with your feet about hip width apart and the kettlebell on the floor slightly in front of you and between your feet. Bend slightly at the knees, hinge at the hips, and grasp the kettlebell with both hands. Then pull it back between your legs to create some swinging momentum. Then drive your hips forward and straighten your back to swing the kettlebell up and out in front of your torso to about chin height. Then let the bell swing back between your legs and repeat this movement. All right, here is a quick and effective kettlebell workout that you can try next time you have a kettlebell handy and some energy to burn. Complete 3 to 5 rounds of this circuit to help develop both strength and cardiovascular endurance. Now first, you warm up for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I like to do sun salutations for that. Then move on to doing 10 kettlebell swings with a light weight. Then do 30 seconds of all-out cardio, like jumping rope or jumping jacks or burpees or running on the spot with high knees. Then grab the kettlebell again and do 10 kettlebell swings with a slightly heavier weight. Then go back to 30 seconds of all-out cardio once again. Then hold front plank, side plank, and back plank for 15 seconds. Then rest for 1 minute and return back to step one. Now, all of these kettlebell exercises are great, with the kettlebell swing in particular being a marvelous movement for raising your heart rate, similar to a cardio workout, firming your glutes, strengthening your hamstrings, and improving the stability of your lower back. You might go as far as to say that kettlebell exercises provide the ultimate combination of cardio, power, coordination, and stability, all packed into one neat movement. All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone. And don't forget to tune in next week because I'm going to be talking about those crazy elliptical machine-like bicycles that you may see out on the road or at least in your social media feeds. I'm going to get into why you might actually want to consider trying one. Now, Get Fit Guy is written, narrated, and produced by me, Brock Armstrong, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. And I'd like to acknowledge the rest of the Quick and Dirty Tips team, including Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and Kathy Doyle. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and swing some kettlebells.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.